In Japan, history textbooks tend to gloss over a dark moment in the spring of 1945, when Okinawa was under siege from Allied and Japanese forces.
I mean, they kind of mention it, but it's very ambiguous way, you know?
Thousands of Okinawans, a group ethnically distinct from the Japanese, committed suicide by jumping off the island's cliffs or blowing themselves up with grenades in the caves where they'd been hiding. As recently as 2007, it was proposed that the textbooks be censored even more radically.
Japanese government decided to take out the mention about mass suicide in a cave on one of the islands. And then Okinawan people were so upset. And I think 200,000 people got together and rallied.
Photographer Osamu James Nakagawa, a recently announced Guggenheim Fellow, is not Okinawan. A member of the faculty of Indiana University's Hope School of Fine Arts, he was born in New York, raised in Tokyo, then returned to Houston, Texas in high school.
I felt the Okinawa as an island is such an in-between place between the United States and Japan. Still, one-third of the island is occupied by military base. So I found a place like me in between. So then I wanted to make something about it, but then it took me a while to really come to do this work.
Nakagawa's 60 by 20-inch prints of Okinawa's suicide cliffs, or Banta, exceeded the official size guidelines stipulated within the Guggenheim application.
So I called and they said, well, it won't take up room because it's rolled up. And then they said, no, it's okay. Because if it's small, you can't experience this.
The tall, narrow pictures force the spectator's physical reckoning with the tragic sight.
Only one person can stand in front of this. That means that person has to have a dialogue with this piece, one-to-one. Just like I did the dialogue with this place, one-to-one. When you see this in a website, you don't get this vertical.
In fact, Nakagawa's photos of the cliffs may be even more vertiginous than the experience of being there. You seem to be able not only to look up or down, but also straight ahead. A longtime practitioner of digital manipulation, Nakagawa explained how he breaks the convention of the single vanishing point.
Well, actually, I have five or six different vanishing points because these are all stitched together. I use a long lens, so I'm looking through like binoculars, you know, and then take photograph and then piece it together afterwards and in a studio. I thought it was as easy as just do five different shots and then put it together. But there's other issues of depth of field, all that. So each section sometimes have 11 different focuses. So I paint that together to have everything is in focus, then stitch it together so it appears as one image. Then when I realized that, when I did the test, this looks like a Japanese-Chinese scroll painting, you know?
What is amazing, though, is that unlike in a Japanese scroll painting, the final product that you create is something that has a high degree of verisimilitude. Even though there are 11 different perspectives, for example, that have been stitched together, the effect is not like cubism or something. The effect is something that approximates the experience of standing at the base of those cliffs or at the top. So it's hyper-reality, really. It's reality plus.
Right. When I was working on computer, I didn't feel that way. But when I print it first time, this is sharper than my experience, looking through the viewfinder. And the detail is incredible detail, that hyper-real, hyper-representational sharpness.
In contrast with the high-tech equipment and techniques Nakagawa employs, the culture the Guggenheim recipient has immersed himself in is ancient and deeply spiritual. When Nakagawa embarked on a companion project to photograph the island's suicide caves, or Gama, his Okinawan in-laws strongly discouraged him.
They've been telling me about bad spirit, good spirit, and Okinawans are very shamanistic culture. So going into the cave is like out of question.
So they arranged for Nakagawa to consult a shaman or yuta.
I was nervous because if she say no, my project is over. I can't. I will not. But she asked me when I was born and it's, oh, you're tiger. And then she said, tiger people has power to release the energy. And she said, do you know why you're coming back to the same place? They're calling you. They want you to release their spirit. Ours.
The Guggenheim Fellowship, along with a grant from IU, will allow Nakagawa to spend more time exploring and photographing the island's caves. Nakagawa's Cliff and Cave series will be exhibited in the summer of 2009 in Okinawa's Sakima Collection, which is registered as a UNESCO Peace Museum. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.